Well, Vader, I know you already got your fancy New Year's dress on. Or are you just going to wear it until Tuesday night? Or just trying it on to show it off? It's a plunging neckline you have there.
I didn't work quite like I thought it would.
No, it's going to show off. People are going to be amazed at how large your moobs. I mean, and we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm flooded!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Man! Gosh. Well, hello, everyone. And welcome to the Auld Lang Syne New Year, December 30th edition. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for December.
Last one for 2024.
And I can't even spit it out. Welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for December 30th, 2024. In the homebound year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who just ate a tub of ice cream and will regret that later, Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh,
that was not my karma gift.
Someone is E intolerant.
Ooh, it's true. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And with me today, it's my friend and yours. It's the tea drinking. Got confused about what day New Year's Eve is.
Oh my
co-host.
God.
Y'all, it's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, did y'all hear that on this last little show? Oh, I'm gonna have Durwood and the gang over on Wednesday night for New Year's Eve.
I'll tell you why, and I'm just gonna show you. Look right here.
Wait a minute.
I want you to look.
Ooh.
The calendar.
The marking calendar.
The marking calendar had two December 30ths on there.
Oh, Lord.
So it wasn't my fault.
Right. It's just, oh. So. Well, it says the person's still using the paper desk calendar, so.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Poor Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Did y'all get rid of those a decade ago like I did? I hope so. Oh, Lord.
How dare you?
Yeah. Well, Big Fatty, merry weekend after Crema.
Yes.
Now,
so,
do we
have a recap on Crema at the Hats?
Y'all, it was a lot.
Okay.
That's the best way to describe it. Y'all went up on Crema Eve. I was thinking about going on Monday, but I ended up baking the world's largest cake all day on Monday.
Oh, y'all.
It's enormous.
It
was so much cake. And then y'all stopped by the villa on Monday and took a little Joanne's Pretzels to Big Fatty.
Yes.
And y'all, I'm running a little late today because I got my hairs did, what's left of them. And then y'all, I had to swing by the Von Southeast, otherwise known as the Kroger, otherwise known as the Harris Teeter. Y'all, because I was out of the dill weed and the Worcestershire sauce.
Well, I hate it when that happens.
You can't, everyone has all the little goodies pre-crema, but y'all, Mr. Vader likes to make the goodies post-crema.
Yes.
And then that way I can take them into the coal mine and whatnot for everybody.
Right.
Because, you know, you need a little post-crema Snickersnack right. when you're back at the coal mine.
Sure, and, sure.
But anyway, y'all, me and the 45-pound cake got in the car on Tuesday morning, and y'all, we were off.
Love that new that new
the new jalopy sound.
Jalopy sound. Uh-huh.
Yep, y'all, we were off to Hatboro. Y'all know there was a catastrophe. Y'all got almost to Hatboro, but y'all, I couldn't make it. I was about to TT my britches. And so y'all, I pulled off to the service station.
There must have been a Taco Bell attached.
It was a Subway, but same difference. Okay. Same effect. Yeah. Same effect. Y'all, I tried to dodge it, but y'all, I was about to get run off the road by a truck, and y'all, I hit the world's biggest crater in this parking lot. Y'all bottomed out the jalopy. And so y'all, there's been an incident. So the jalopy, the new jalopy has to go in for some service, because, so we're not real happy about that. But you know, it could have been worse. There was no cosmetic damage, luckily, just some suspension damage. So,
thank God it's just suspension.
Right. But y'all, got to the hats. I was in a mood.
I bet.
And y'all unloaded the car. And Larry, honey, baby, sweetie, why did you bring all this stuff? And I said, well, I mean, you know, you gotta have the gifts for everyone. And so, either way, you know, got all that unloaded. And then went up to the hat shop up there and plugged in the jalopy.
Oh, listen to that. See, Harley and Casey, I didn't give it to him.
Well, that's not it. That's a different sound. But I have great. The Harley and Casey sound. We're saving it for the new year. And by saving it for the new year, I mean I gotta do a lot of work on it to clean it up.
Oh, okay.
And I'm very busy being
fix homebound. It in post.
Yep. Very busy being homebound. But y'all,
right?
I had the new plug for the Hatville connection because y'all the hat has the 50-amp 250-volt outlet. But I needed an adapter, so I got the adapter. Y'all plugged it in, about burned the place down.
Oh!
Y'all, all of a sudden I hear, and I was like, what is that noise? And y'all, the panel started smoking. And turns out, I'm just going to cut to the good part. I called my cousin. I mean, I turned the breaker off immediately, of course. And called my cousin, who works for the Dominion Energy.
Oh, okay.
And I said, Lair, it's Lair. And, you know, if your twin brother's available, I'd like to see him. But also, there's been an incident. And so, y'all, here he came. Y'all, he showed up in the work truck and everything. Y'all, and he took the panel off. Y'all, a wasp had built a nest in this panel. And Father Hat does not use this plug anymore because he's infirmed, of course.
Right.
Y'all, it had not been used. And so when I put a load on it, y'all had arced and it about burned the place down. So anyway, we got that all situated. But then that meant...
Were there living wasps harmed in this incident?
Well, they weren't living anymore. Let's put it that way. And so...
I'm sure it was shocking.
Oh, very, very. Did I mention it was a 250-volt plug?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, it's 50-amp, 250-volt plug. Yeah, that's a lot of electrons. So anyway, Lair, you know, we got it situated, but y'all, he's like, well, what we need to do is put this new plug in for, you know, whatever. And I said, all right, well, I'll buy it and I'll just ship it up here or bring it with me next time I come. And so, yeah, that meant I had to plug into the regular old power outlet, which is normally not an issue. But, y'all, I showed up with like 8% of the battery because I thought I would be able to charge right on up in a few hours. But either way, not the end of the world. Y'all went and had the crema with the hats. Y'all, it was exhausting. they are Hattie and y'all. Father Hat had fallen twice that week already, so he was in some kind of mood.
Did he push his life alert button?
He pushed his Hatterina alert button. And, so she had helped him, and y'all, she's got the broken ribs that are still recovering, so she didn't have any business pulling on him. But then she and I were coming down the steps from the second floor because I forget why she had been up there. Oh, she was getting gifts. The gifts were up there. And on Christmas morning, we had already opened gifts and everything.
Right.
And but we were getting ready to load the car to take over to my cousin's house. That's the Lair who was over earlier. And the other cousin, we'll call her Lorena. And y'all, the Hatterina just down she went. And y'all, luckily I was there to break the fall. So the Hatterina fell on top of me. Luckily she's a little bruised, but she's okay. She did not break a hip. So we had to, y'all, we had to have...
That's the beginning of the end.
I'm aware. And so y'all, we had to have the very serious conversation, and this is all before criminal lunch. And we showed up, and y'all, Lorena, when we got there, Lorena just handed me a bottle of moonshine and said, I was gonna save this for your gift, but I think you may need it now. And so I said, you are correct. And so she and I had a little nip, if you will, of the moonshine, and y'all, that took the edge off. And then she said, by the way, I haven't even really started some of these dishes that we're supposed to eat in a few minutes. Do you mind just cooking those? And, I said, well, did Lair, get the prime rib going? And she said, oh, it's resting now. So y'all, we whipped up some mashed potatoes and things. And, y'all, it was good. Y'all, we had a big old time with the extended Vaders. And,
how many did you have total?
There were 13 of us for lunch. Well, that's just our immediate family, plus one uncle from the Hat side of the family who is single. He is divorced, and
I see.
And so he joined us, but y'all, he didn't stay long. I think he felt a little out of place, even though he's known everybody for 40, 50 years,
I thought you were going to say. He fell.
Well, no, he did not. Y'all, he's older than the Hats. It's the Hat's older brother. Mm-hmm. But he left, and y'all, he is the father of my godson's mother. And I say all those words very carefully because y'all, she's just terrible. And I said, oh, have you heard from your daughter? And he said, no. It's like, oh, okay. Well, they'll be here Monday. Y'all, this is on Wednesday. And I said, oh okay. So, but y'all, he left. And then the little cousin, the surprise cousin.
Oh, didn't know there was one of those.
Oh, yeah, there's a surprise cousin. The surprise cousin, we'll call him Alf. Because he's named after a character from the TV show Alf. And his Mormon girlfriend, which... That's a whole
yes. I remember them from last year.
Yes, yes. So they, we've got to work. And I said, okay. We took off Thanksgiving because we went to Salt Lake City and you didn't give us your United Club passes. And I was like, that is correct. And so y'all, they departed. So then it was just, you know, the eight of us.
Okay.
Maybe there are only 11. I don't remember. But anyway, y'all.
Doesn't matter.
My 15-year-old mulleted cousin.
Is this male or female mulleted?
Male.
Okay.
Male mulleted. Y'all, we like him. We've known him since he pooped on us when he was a baby, obviously.
So it was kind of today eating ice cream. It was kind of correct. A trip down memory lane.
It will be shortly. And And so y'all, for Krema, he got a new car. He got his first car. Y'all, it's nicer than my car. And I knew he was getting this because Lorena had told me. So y'all, I had gone to the AutoZone when I was going to give him cash money, but then his mother said in our group text that she just saw that she was cleaning his room and saw his bank statement, and he had enough money to buy his own damn car. And the bank, because, you know, he's never spent a penny, so I said, well, I'm not going to give him money. And so I went to the AutoZone. Yeah, I got him. I got him. Yeah, I spent too much. But, you know, everybody likes giving the young ones a gift.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I got him a full-on detailing setup for his for his new fancy truck. And, you know, I figured he didn't really know much about detailing. So we got him, like, the good stuff, but not the too good stuff. And, you know, he was, it's the ceramic graphene coat. I was like, yeah, baby, up, and here's how you do it. And, oh, that's really complicated. And I said, well, keep opening your bag.
How old is he again?
He's 15.
Okay.
And so he kept opening his bag, and he found the little video that I had given him the link to, where it explains how to use all of it and all that good stuff. So he was all happy. And y'all, Lorena and Lair and I exchanged gifts, and we don't really know why we do it, because, you know, none of us are want for anything. But I had gotten them some high-end stuff for charcuterie board, because the Hatterina had given them a, like, 3.5-foot charcuterie board, because they tailgate a lot at the football games. And so I'd gotten all the fixins, you know, the good stuff, if you will. Y'all, open my gift. Guess what they got me? All the fixings for a high-end charcuterie board.
Oh, my God.
I opened their mother's gift. Guess what she got me?
The fixings for a high-end charcuterie board?
A 3.5-foot long charcuterie board.
Oh!
Y'all, those Hatterina and the Anarina, y'all, they planned it.
Aw, look at
and
them.
So, y'all, we got a big kick out of it. And then we were, you know, explaining to each other, like, and... You know, Mr. Vader is not shy. So with the trying new foods, unlike some people, you know, I don't have to dip all my onion rings in ranch. No offense, Mrs. Bacon. Y'all, so I had gotten some stuff, and the cousin was like, blue cheese and garlic stuffed olives. And I was like, delicious. And I was like, but the highlight of this bag are those spicy gherkins. And y'all, she thought
wasn't spicy gherkin your stripper name back in your early years?
The second Bush administration. It's true. Yeah. Oh. How do you think I knew about them? Anyway, y'all, she insisted on opening them, and I was like, all right, you open them. That's it. You got to eat them. Y'all, I think she had eaten the whole jar by the time we left. But y'all, We got back to the hats, which I say that like it's so far, y'all. We got back to the hats. It's about a half a mile away. I was packing up the car because y'all had had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Hat was nowhere to be found.
Has he fallen again?
Y'all, he had gotten confused. He was at a neighbor's house, so we had to go get the father. Yeah, I was my whole plan was to be home before dark, because, you know, the old people, we do not like driving in the dark.
They do not like driving in the dark. You're
but
right.
This time of year, the interstates outside of Charleston, y'all, it runs through a swamp, and it's not necessarily when you want to be driving after dark.
Mm.
It is lots of critters and things run up onto the interstates. And so we were trying to get home before all that. Yeah, we obviously did not do it, but we did get home, and y'all reflected on it. We had a great time. We got to go back. The Father Hat's having a procedure, so got to go up and drive them, but that's coming up. It's coming up this week, so we'll have a full report on that on next week's little show.
That'll be the first show of
2025.
Right.
Yeah. And then there will be no show the weekend for the 13th. There will not be a show. So just putting that out there now.
I believe that's because of a celebration of exiting the birth canal trip.
You know what? I believe that if I could find the sound effect, you would be correct. Y'all, we're off to the lost wages. Now, we have We've changed our plans a little bit because y'all, we got the complimentary ticket to the CES, Eat Your Heart Out, Daniel Brewer, from our casino host. But
now, for those who may not know, what is the CES?
Y'all, it is the biggest. Well, it's the biggest event Vegas has all year, number one. And two, it is the Consumer Electronics Show. And so it's where all the big companies come out and they do their, you talk about all the things they're going to be doing in the future. And a lot of it's just prototype or, you know, wishful thinking. But then it's a lot like, you know, should you need a new TV, all the manufacturers will have their latest and greatest TVs and all, you know, the tech companies will be there, all of them. So, except for Apple, I don't think they're there, but
well, they're probably snacking.
Yeah. So, but y'all, we were having a little trouble with the motel room on one night. So we just today we changed our tickets. So we're going to be there all. We were hoping to get there the day before our birthing day, but we're not. So we'll get there on our birthday, and we're there for 7 days, six nights, seven days. So we were hoping for 7 nights, but we changed our flight, and we were very excited about it because we're flying through Dulles, we're on the 777 from Dulles to Las Vegas.
Now, is that a Boeing product?
A 777, yes.
Ooh, don't sit next to the window.
Yeah, this 777's older than some of the Bacons. I'm sure it's probably a 777-200, and it's probably one of Continental's old planes, if I had to guess. Because it is a domestic 777, and unfortunately, it does not have the Polaris, but it does have lie flat seats. But anyway,
will you be in one of those?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, that's part of the reason I didn't hesitate to change my flight is because they obviously just added this flight. And so y'all first was completely empty. So we went ahead and jumped in there and hopefully we'll get the upgrade. Fingers crossed. You know, we'll see a little closer to time. The time's not quite as good for getting there. Y'all, I don't get there until like 8 o'clock at night.
That's PM in the evening.
It is Pacific time.
Well, you can just go directly to the Fun Hog Ranch.
It is my birthday, so I wish that I could roll in there with my steamer trunk.
You're just taking shoes?
Right, basically. unfortunately, I'll have to go to the motel and get situated. But the good thing is, if I do have the first class, I'll have already eaten because, you know, they'll feed us on the, flight. And so, not that I could.
A fat person does enjoy a complimentary meal.
It's true. So yeah, we're excited about that. I'm, ready to go. Now, Big Fatty, we heard all about your, crema on the little show, but do you have the big New Year's plans?
Having the girls over.
All the ladies.
It'll be Tuesday night at Fatty's.
Correct.
And, you know, that's fine. Everybody's bringing their own, or bringing an appetizer. Ooh. And then we'll just all sit around and snick a snack, and they'll be out of here by 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, hello. Huh?
You know, they're just not gonna be out with the crazies. You know, New Year's Eve is considered amateur night.
Oh, 100%. I was talking to Extra Special Chris about that the other day, and because we're both homebound, and so one of us is going to need the crane or the jaws of life to get us through the door to get out. I'm not sure which yet, but he was saying, the plans, and I was like, I know, and you know, I have the motel reservations up in the car lot, but y'all, I don't really want to go. So, because, you know.
Well, don't you have to go up there
for the hats?
To Carlot?
Well, Carlot adjacent.
Or to take the car to be fixed?
No, that's being done in Savannah.
Okay.
And so, which is closer. But, y'all, I... And what's happening with the car is fine. It's not going to leave me on the side of the road. It's just loud. But yeah, if I have to go to the Hats when I think I have to go, then maybe I'll go up there on New Year's Eve and stay New Year's Day in that evening and then go to the Hats. And that way it's just one trip. The other side of me thinks maybe we should just, you know, do a little quick escape up to the Pults Ultra Club. Big Fatty can't chime in because he's walked away.
I'm getting ice.
Ice. He's getting ice, everyone. Yeah, so we were thinking about that, but y'all, we didn't really enjoy the Pults Ultra Club last year for the New Year's Eve. Y'all, it was too much. Too much. And y'all...
Probably loud, too.
It's draggy, if you will. I think they have like 18 drag shows that evening. So,
and I'm sure there's a special entertainment charge that evening.
I think it's $30?
Ugh.
Yeah, it's not inexpensive, and that's for the complimentary champagne. And by champagne, I mean, I don't even know what that stuff is at midnight. But yeah, so we're thinking about it. But y'all, some of our Pults Ultra Club friends live here in Charleston now. So we don't, y'all, when we were up there last weekend, we didn't really, you know, and not much happening. So anyway. So, but y'all, before the time gets away from us like it already has.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do this, if I could get it right.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of folks born on this day. And I have to, even though I'm abiding by airport rules this week and drinking wine for breakfast, I have to tell you if they're dead or alive and then tell you who they are because you'll never know without me.
Okay. Jimmy Carter.
Ooh. Well, you know, I can tell you that he's the former president of these here United States.
Mm-hmm.
And he is somehow still alive.
Wrong. He died today.
What?
Just hours ago.
Oh, my Lord. Did not know that. Oh,
right.
Lord.
That's why I gave it to you. It's not his birthday today either, but I just thought I'd throw that in. Meredith Vieira.
Oh, Meredith Vieira. Y'all, she was the host of the news programs, and she is alive still. What did she host? Which one was it? I can't even remember now.
Meredith Vieira was on the Today Show.
Today, okay.
Yes, along with Matt Lauer, whose birthday is today also.
Well, his career.
Yes. Meredith Vieira also hosted a syndicated version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's where I remember her from most. Got it.
Yes, okay. Davy Jones.
Oh, he's still alive, I guess. Y'all, he was one of the members of the Monkees.
But Davy Jones was indeed a member of the Monkees. Born in Manchester, England. You know, that's the town of Take That. Died in 2012.
Really?
Yes.
Y'all, I've seen him at the Epcot before.
Okay, Michael Naismith.
Oh, Michael Naismith.
Oh!
Michael Naismith is still alive. Y'all, he was the football player.
Michael Naismith died in 2021, and he was a rock guitarist and songwriter for the Monkees.
Oh.
Can you believe two of them in the same had the same birthday?
Well, maybe that's how they knew each other.
Well, could be. All right, do we have time for a couple more?
Just very quick, very quick.
Sandy Koufax.
Dead. Sandy Koufax was a band director at a local college here in the Charlestons.
Yes, Sandy Koufax is indeed dead, and he was a baseball Hall of Famer.
Ooh.
All right, let's see here. I've got... I've got to go up here. Jack Lord.
Jack Lord? Oh, good Lord. I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, he's dead as a doornail. Y'all, he wrote, he died in the Alaskan wilderness when he wrote that thing about surviving.
Yes, Jack Lord is indeed dead, and he was Steve McGarrett on Hawaii Five-0.
Never seen him.
The Hawaiian Five-0?
Correct. I have seen the new one. Y'all, it's got the delicious mint.
Oh, okay. Well, speaking of delicious men, you know, just...
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, sometimes delicious men have the same effect as lactose intolerance.
Oh. Is that so? I had already moved away from that.
Oh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And thank you for listening in 2024, everyone. Also, thank you to Taste Like Burning, Tim, because for admitting on the little show that you listen. So thank you.
Ooh, he's coming clean.